Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to our podcasts. And now we're just going to look at phrasal verbs focused on one particular verb. And this particular section is going to be the verb bring, B-R-I-N-G. So I'll give you again a number of examples, different prepositions. Hopefully at the end of this, you'll have a better understanding of the meaning and the use of these. Okay, so let's get started. We're going to look, as I said, at the verb to bring, and then we've got a number of prepositions connected with that. So the first one is bring about. Okay, we often use the expression here, bring about change, means to change something. Everything has been going along the same way, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, with very little change. But a new manager came into the business, new ownership, new direction, and he decided to do things differently. So he brought about change, brought about significant change, the way they did it, the way they operated, everything to do with the logistics and the client dealing. So to bring about change. The second option here is bring along, okay, to bring along. If you go to a party, you're invited to a party, and you might ask the host, is it okay if I bring along a friend? Meaning, can I come with a close friend, girlfriend, fiance, somebody like that? Sure, no problem. The more the merrier, the more the merrier. Would you like me to bring along some drinks or something else? No, we have everything we need. Just bring yourself and or bring along your friend and we'll be happy to see you. Okay, so to bring along means to come to a party accompanied by somebody. Bring around is used something, well, quite simple. If you are expecting a delivery and perhaps it's a big delivery or something that you don't want to be brought through the front of your house, perhaps because it may mark the floors or the walls, you might say, would you kindly bring it around to the back? So you have a rear entrance, perhaps a garage or a bigger door, and they can bring whatever they're delivering around to the back of your home. So please bring it around to the back and you can get entrance that way. Mm-hmm. We can bring around change just in the same way as we said before, to bring about change. So it's when things were being done in one way and then we do them in slightly a different way. So to bring around. You might even say to your friend when you go to the party, I'll bring it around with me when I come. So perhaps you had promised to give him some music, return something you had borrowed, and say, oh yeah, look, I will bring it around with me when I come. Okay, so I'll see you later. So bring around or bring it around. When we're talking about phrasal verbs, you'll often see situations where the verb and the preposition can be split, as we've just seen, bring it around, or we keep them together, bring around change. Okay, so there's some situations where you can split them and other situations where they cannot be split. So it's a question of practicing these and just understanding when you can do it and when you can't. The next option I want to talk about is bring away. Okay, so to bring away, you can bring something away with you when you go on holidays. What are you going to bring away with you when we go to Spain this year? Oh, I don't think I'll bring much because I don't need a lot in the hot sun, or a few pair of shorts, swimming costume, t-shirts. There, I think I'll travel light, so I won't be bringing away much with me. So to bring away means to carry or to take with you when you're going somewhere differently. you might just say to a friend after the party, there's a lot of food left over. It's not going to be eaten. It's only going to be wasted. Why don't you bring it away with you when you leave? Perhaps your flatmates would like to have some. Okay, so just a way of asking or inviting somebody to take something with them. To bring down. Well, this can be used in several ways. When governments are in office, the opposition are always trying to find ways to bring down the government, whether these are genuine or spurious reasons where they constantly fight harangue, meaning harass the party in charge because of the way they're handling the economy, handling housing or other social matters. So they look to bring down the government as quickly and as swiftly as possible. We're going to bring you down and we're going to take charge. Okay, so that's one way of using it. If you're watching a nature program and you're interested in the whole issue of animals and how they hunt and feed, you might be watching a program to do with these big cats, lions, tigers, cheetahs, leopards. They hunt their prey and they chase after them, they stalk them, S-T-A-L-K, and then eventually when they have found a way of deceiving them, they chase them and jump on them and bring them down. Okay, so this is what you see. The animal creeps up closer and closer, and just as the prey, P-R-E-Y, is getting a little bit nervous, they spring into action, run and chase down the prey very quickly, jump on them, hang on to them, and then bring them down. You'll always hear this expression in sports. Okay, it can be football, could be rugby. So in football, the attacking player controlled the ball, brought it down, and shot into the top left-hand corner to get a really good goal. Okay, so to bring the ball down under control. In rugby, when one player tackles another, he brings him down, meaning he holds on to him, stops him moving, and they both fall onto the ground. Okay, so to bring one player down. Or it might be just a simple request. Could you bring that down when you're coming home? Meaning whatever you needed, the laundry, the washing, the change of clothes, could you bring them down? Yeah. So when you come downstairs, bring down whatever clothes you have. I'll get them washed or cleaned and they'll be ready for the holidays. To bring forward. So here we can talk about meetings, plans, something that you have organized. So perhaps you've got a meeting organized for 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, and you say to your friend, look, is it possible to bring the meeting forward a little bit? Could I meet you at 10 o'clock? I have something else to do at midday, so I just want us to have enough time to catch up and have a chat. So could I bring the meeting forward by 1 hour? So it's a common request. People make appointments, but then for some reason find that they don't have enough time or things have changed. So they ask their business partner, their colleague, their customer, whoever it happens to be, could we bring that meeting forward? Mm-hmm. So the meeting has been brought forward by an hour to accommodate all the ministers. The meeting has been brought forward by an hour to accommodate all of the officials in the business so that everybody can attend the meeting because it's very important. To bring in. We can use this in several ways. The only person working in the family who brings in any income is the father. The only person who brings in sufficient income to pay for the rent and the food is the father. So we can use it in this sense, bring in meaning earns. Okay. Or we could use it, we're talking about the cat. The cat, when he goes out in the garden, always brings in a present, a dead mouse or something, some little vole or some little rodent like that, because the cat likes to chase them, catches them, and thinks it's nice and cute to make a present of them to its owner, not really knowing that the owner is really frightened of anything small and these small rodents like rats and mice. So the cat brought in a dead bird last week. Mm-hmm. So this is what cats like to do. So we use the phrasal verb to bring in. And the last one in this particular section, bring on. We can use this in a very flamboyant way, a very informal way. Bring it on, bring it on. This is a sort of a statement somebody would make when they're looking forward to some event. They're looking forward to some challenge. So the holidays are coming soon. Everybody's getting excited. The guys are all planning to go on a holiday together, and one guy can't wait. Can't wait for this holiday. Bring it on, meaning let it happen as quickly as possible. So when we're talking about these phrasal verbs with bring, as I said, there are many different prepositions we can use, and we've used a number of them here. Bring about, bring along, bring around, bring away, bring down, bring forward, bring in, bring on, and one last one, bring up. Yeah, so when we bring up something, it means we raise an issue with our colleagues. Who brought up this topic? Meaning, who introduced this topic? Don't you know it always causes a row, it always causes an argument. Don't bring that up again. Don't mention that particular topic again. Or something more formal. This point was brought up at the last board meeting. It wasn't dealt with, and we really need to deal with it now. So it has been brought up, so let's deal with it, and it will be finished and finalized. Okay, so that's that podcast. And again, as always, thank you for listening. You can get me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Very happy to get your comments, see what you want me to include in the future, and help you where I can. Okay, thanks for listening. Join me again soon. I want just to give you some information about the Easy Peasy English Club. So when you find your way onto my webpage, look out for the link to the Easy Peasy English Club. It's effective and efficient and economic way for you and your friends to learn the English language. For a very small subscription fee, you get access to me one lesson each week. That's 52 weeks and 52 lessons, one lesson per week, pre-recorded by me. And in addition to that, you'll have useful exercises linked to the lessons and lots of other helpful information and courses all available on that particular site. It's great value, so tell your friends about it, have a look at it, and join up.